Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me here, and you can follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Plenty of comments to go around there, and at our Talking Puck Discord, you can find the link to which in my Twitter bio. Please join. All fans are welcome. Doesn't matter what team, or if you just like the game of hockey, we would love to have you. We keep the Discord conversation open, honest, and upbeat. So we try not to talk down or disparage to anyone, because you know what? We're all in this boat together, the boat of loving the game of hockey, and we appreciate you being there. There's a lot going on this week. Oh my goodness, where do you start? But for one topic, I kind of keep coming back to this, and many of you will know I'm a Buffalo native and grew up as a Sabres fan, and then entered the world of hockey and pretty much became a mercenary for 20 plus years while various organizations paid me. I think at my last count, and I'm not going to bother with it right now, but I think it's either 8 or 9 different organizations I've been a part of and could call myself at one time, you know, a Blue, a Coyote, etc. So I'm at that point now where I've kind of really distanced myself from pretty much every organization as far as being able to analyze things, because that's just what my career has been. I have to be able to wear both the rose-colored glasses and see it through the eyes of the fan base, and then take those off and put on a very clear, very sharp pair of focals and see what the situation is. Here's the weird thing. Whether I'm looking at this through blue and gold lenses, or whether it's completely clear glass in front of me, I, for the life of me, cannot figure out what's going on with the Buffalo Sabres. And I think that's a frustration many in the fan base share. You look at this team on paper, and they should at least be decent. They should not be a 6-win team. They should be better than that. But for whatever reason, they're struggling. And it's not reason, it's reasons. And I think that's also part of the problem. Head coach Ralph Kruger is maintaining a positive attitude. He continues to say the right things and say that, you know, kind of like that, well, we're just around the corner. Well, give it some time, it'll come together. Well, we're getting there. I think that's worn thin on this fan base as well, because they've been waiting for this team to, quote, just get there for several years now. Getting Jack Eichel was supposed to be franchise-changing. It was supposed to turn things around. Yet here we are several years into Eichel in Buffalo, and nothing has really changed. Jeff Skinner has been a 3-time healthy scratch now with a giant contract trailing him around, and he's been public about his comments of, I'm not learning much from the press box. I've been doing this for a while, and it's not teaching me anything except to sit here. And, you know, I understand where Skinner's coming from. Certainly it's frustrating, and he wants to be able to play and work through things. And you look at him, you look at Eichel. Taylor Hall signed on with Buffalo this year. Everybody hoped for Hall and Eichel to have chemistry this year, didn't they? Myself included. I wanted to see Buffalo have at least one of the best lines in the game of hockey, so there'd be something worth watching about the Sabres and possibly maybe even playoff contention. Who knows? I was genuinely optimistic at the beginning of the year, because if the superstar dynamic between those two played out well, maybe that's what we were talking about, despite the fact that I knew they didn't really have goaltending. I knew they didn't really have defense, but they also really don't have scoring. So when you look at it, you have all these problems for the Buffalo Sabres. Yeah, I know you have to start somewhere, but where do you start? Of course, Jack Eichel's name is hot in the trade rumors for the Buffalo Sabres, because this is the last year of his deal. They can send him anywhere. After this, there's a no-trade clause kicks in. Eichel has to give you a list. He has to okay a move, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That aside, for Buffalo, if they moved Jack Eichel right now, the return would have to be so mind-blowing. You can't trade Eichel and turn around and say, well, we got 3 first-round picks. That does nothing to ease the psyche of the Buffalo Sabres fan base. Do they need to draft well and start to hit on some of these picks not named Eichel? Yes. They need some of these guys to develop. I know that we keep talking about guys like Rasmus Ristolainen. waiting to see, okay, what's he going to do? When's he going to develop? I'm not in the camp of putting a whole lot of pressure on Dahlin just yet. He's young. It hasn't been that long for him. I think he's improving, but there are just so many misses for this team right now, so many holes that need to be patched. It's entirely possible that if you do trade Eichel, you could bring back three solid pieces for him. But that's what you're going to get back is solid pieces. Solid pieces can come and go. Solid pieces don't turn a franchise around. But then again, neither has Jack Eichel. Trying to break all this down has been so difficult, and I know it's so frustrating. Other teams have gone through it recently, and they scratch their heads and say, how can we start this rebuild? It has to start with the homegrown talent. The prospects need to start panning out. When you draft a kid, you need to develop that kid into a young adult who plays for the Buffalo Sabres organization. And Buffalo hasn't shown the ability to do much of that lately either, except with, I guess, players who you might consider can't miss. So here we are. Buffalo, I don't have an answer for you. You don't have an answer for you. And I think that is the even more frustrating part. Just show a roadmap. Tell me you have a plan, even if you can't reveal all the parts of it, because that's how the business works. But right now, just staying positive, as nice as that is, that's a nice to have. Positivity, it's nice to have. But I think fans are looking for solutions. All right, that's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits. Feel free to comment on this or any other episode at Callahan On Air or on our Discord. And if you are a Sabres fan, we do have a specific thread for the Sabres and Western New York there. Feel free to jump on. Again, the link to join that is in my Twitter bio. All right, when it comes to Talking Puck TV, Mike Haynes and I are on every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch and YouTube. And it looks like we're going to make this Wednesday show thing a regular thing. So 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesdays, Mike and I are going to wedge in another episode of Talking Puck for you, because midweek, there's still stuff to talk about. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Look forward to talking to you next time. Stay safe out there.